I can see the freckles of light spackled subtly across the canvas sky. Soft yellow soirees mingle contentedly with lavender dreams, while maroon-tinged eyes examine the sepia-tinted clippings, intently arranged in separation, scattering adjacent images into distant frames of gray. Unremarkable scents stir forth the borrowed time, mahogany-blended aftershave, musky and apparition, begs for forgiveness. But the lilies and lavender shun, offering only follicular lilting, as their answers disperse throughout the directionless wind. The coarseness of the carpentry return our illustrations to the evening spent under moon-tipped stars, prominently peering through the old dilapidated tool shed where he'd tinker, until dawn anoints a new day upon the dwindling moments left by last night's stayed. Tis these moments, all time pauses, except for one. With all the glittering composure of enthusiastic fireflies lightening the dark dales beside the summer woods, she danced in hovering sidesteps, and through his symbols situated mostly upon the waves often surfed, moments before dreams fully inhabited the imaginations that swirl about your head. Rhythmic nonchalant, as you appear to every gaze that is not mine, focus can only make pretend what the taste would be in actuality. The synapse fires, pulsing forth infatuation through the rationally nervous protector the romantics inside so desperately despise, and watching the room move anew, a dizzy bluster reels the soul into tracks of disbelief, for when the eyes gained balance once more, it was as if her ambience never had appeared at all. If she had, I would have known, for my skin always glistened when she grew close, building sweetly until the space between was impossible to define. Every year, at this time, I envisioned this empty space, complete as it was 5 years before, swimming with inhabitants, full as it ever was, alive, with humanity celebrating the music of the time.